We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Guys, it's the second episode of Broken Rocket Radio, and my name again is Tyler, and with me as always is my lovely wife, Amber.
What's going on?
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Get it. It has come to our attention that our fan, just one of them, was interested in getting two weekly episodes at 30 minutes or less. And we'd like to hear from everyone else. If you guys could email us with your opinions at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com, we'd like to hear from you.
Definitely.
Well, let's get on with the show.
All right.
What you got to talk about?
Well, last episode, as we were listening, I apparently have this southern accent that I have acquired and didn't know about it.
Yeah, she's from Baltimore.
Yeah, and I guess South Georgia has just...
tainted you.
It has. I don't know.
You sound sad about it.
I try. I really tried not to have a southern accent, you know. I can go deep south, too.
Oh, Lord.
But I thought I was avoiding that... long drawl and anything else associated with a southern accent.
I think you got it.
Accept your fate.
You're a southerner now.
Yep. Oh well. Well, not southern is the show we've been watching.
Oh yes.
Canada's Worst Driver.
From the Great White North.
Oh, these people were a mess. Absolute mess.
Yeah, if you guys have Netflix, there's two seasons on Netflix right now streaming. It's incredible.
They have a regular season, and then they have the Worst Driver Ever season. And all I can really say is wow. You know, you see so many just driving around, you know, our town, our city. And you on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road constantly, so I see a lot of bad drivers.
But these people really take the cake.
Yeah, they are... I don't know how any of them acquired a license.
Well, one of them, remember, she bribed. She bribed the instructor.
She was saying that she bribed him. I'm pretty sure she gave him a little bit of sexual favor to get a license. That's my theory, and I believe it's a true one.
Seeing how she dressed and how she kind of presented herself, and her friend, because they all bring a friend, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah. She was more concerned about her looks than her driving. She got in a wreck with her friend in the car whilst putting on lipstick.
And then continued to apply her lipstick.
Post-wreck.
Post-wreck, yes.
Well, at least she'll be a pretty corpse on the side of the road.
Maybe. She'll be done up anyway.
Well, also in Canada, I read a story online that struck my fancy. It's a very Canadian story. So in Canada, there was a man, I don't know if you heard about it, that punched a cougar that was attacking his dog. And that's not particularly Canadian, but what's so funny is that it happened outside of a Tim Hortons. And then later, a Mountie came by and shot the cougar.
Wow, first Australia and now Canada.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're talking about, in Australia, a man punched a kangaroo that was attacking his dog. This is the Canadian version of it, where his dog was being attacked by a cougar, and he went and punched it. And come to find out, he got swiped a few times before the Mountie swooped in and put the big cat down.
Wow.
That's very Canadian.
Very Canadian. What's that all about?
Oh, you gotta drive your car.
Well, I actually witnessed a bad driver.
I'm sure you did.
Here in town, which kind of, you know, I wanted to touch on, because I've never seen anything quite like it. There's a roundabout behind Walmart. I'm sure you know it.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you keep talking about four drivers.
Yeah, okay. This is a running joke between Amber and I. I obviously see a lot more traffic than she does. And in my experience, I see that the bulk of the people I complain about just happen to be driving Ford.
Ford SUVs.
That's what it started with, but then it kind of trickled down to the cars, too.
Well, this one was a truck, a pickup truck. And going around the roundabout, of course, there's a curb.
Yes.
So instead of fully roundabouting the roundabout, he just said, I'm going to pop the curb.
Well, he's built Ford tough.
Built Ford tough. And, yeah, and just kept on going, didn't tap on brakes or nothing. He just... And it was dark, so I could have easily have seen the brakes. Daytime, too, but... it was...
I just wondered what was going through his head. He's like, should I just pop the curb and go over it, or just gently steer to the right a little bit?
And then, of course, know where your wheels are. They stress that on the show. He did not know where his wheels were.
I bet he knew after he hit that curb where it were.
Of course, you see this giant sign beforehand. It's got a circle with, you know, arrows making a circle. Wonder what that's for. And then the obvious curb.
Yeah.
Both, really.
As soon as he hit that curb, he was like, oh, there's my wheel.
Let's keep going.
May as well. Let's just hit the gas and go over this thing.
Yep. So, that's that. I recommend Canada's Worst Driver.
Oh, Canada's Worst Driver is probably the funniest show that I've seen at least in a year. It is hilarious. Highly recommend for hours of enjoyment.
Yes, and the most cringy show.
If you can get over the host who is overly Canadian, he definitely goes with the aboots. And the AR sound is always Canadian-esque. The cars, the kilometers. You definitely got to get a different unit measurement.
I think my favorite part of him was when he got that email saying from the Oxford guy, you're saying kilometer wrong.
You're saying kilometer wrong. He's like, I don't fucking care.
I don't care. I'm saying kilometer.
You see it the way I want it. But he's very Canadian. I call him the Canadian Micro. If you watch it, you'll probably get a giggle out of that. Because he looks a lot like Micro and kind of has the same role.
Yeah, he's very similar. But let's bring it home. We've been cooking international lately.
Yes. You just filled my belly with taquitos.
Taquitos, tamales. And... tamales were sort of a fail. They had the general gist of a tamale, but...
I had no idea how much work it goes into making a tamale.
I started making these jokers on Saturday.
And we ate them Monday night.
Yeah, so I had to marinate and then slow cook the pork shoulder, and then you had to steam practically in the corn husks, and I was like... It's really not worth making.
We should just went to Taco Bell. Once Taco Bell starts making tamales, then we might. But they are coming up with a new item, and it's pretty crazy. Have you heard of it?
I saw a picture.
Yeah, they are now going to be making, I don't think it comes out in the 20-something of this month. Nationwide, they're going to be introducing the fried chicken taco shell.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes. Yes, that's right. It's a fried chicken folded into a taco shell form and fried and made into a taco. They still put meat in there and the lettuce, tomato, and I think there's some avocado ranch, whatever.
Sounds good. I would eat it.
High in calories, I'm sure.
Definitely. But I wonder how they got that to fold. Chicken breast anyway is rather thick.
Well.
Any chicken, any part of the chicken is rather thick. So I guess they have to make their shells. It's processed.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. It is fast food, by the way.
Yeah, there's a process. Anyway, I would like to try it at least once.
I know you do. We are big Taco Bell fanatics.
Yeah, Taco Bell actually played a role in our engagement night.
Well, I guess we'll go ahead and talk about our engagement story. We were living in Alabama at the time, and I already had the ring, and I was ready to do it, and I believe it was...
It was my mom's birthday dinner. My mom, it was her birthday the day before, and... So we had a dinner at our house to celebrate, and then after my mom and brothers left, he said, "Why don't you go to Taco Bell? I'm kind of hungry."
Now, mind you, we lived out in the country back then, and
yeah, so to Taco Bell
was like a 30-minute drive.
It was. I was like, "Are you fucking serious?" And but being the person I am, I'm like, "Okay."
She was pissed off.
I'll do it.
She begrudgingly went to Taco Bell for me.
I'll do it, but I won't like it. So I went to Taco Bell, got whatever he wanted, and came back, and I came back to quite the surprise.
What was the surprise?
Well, there was a bunch of candles, and actually, before we get into this, the house was dark when I came home, and I said, "This motherfucker went to bed." Here I just traveled an hour to get stinking Taco Bell. And that now the house is dark. But when I went in, like I said, candles everywhere, an arrow leading to the back door. And so I go outside and he's out there playing music. And I'm like, what? And lo and behold, he's down on one knee and... Of course, I said yes.
We shared a little dance to our song.
We did. We shared a little dance. Uncle Cracker's smile.
Yeah, that's right.
it was a good night after all.
I kind of didn't want to do it then because it kind of coincided with your mom's birthday. But back then I worked maybe 3-4 days in a row. So I was like, okay, I need to get this or I'm not going to do it. Went chicken out, so... I don't know if you guys have lit multiple candles all over the place, but it takes a long time.
He bought way too many candles. I think we still have those candles.
We had a closet full of candles at the time, and it takes a lot longer to light candles than I thought it was. But it all worked out. We've been married since almost a year now.
Yeah, almost a year exactly.
And
together for.
Yeah, it's been going pretty well.
Yeah, can't complain.
I hope not.
Which is unlikely in the first year of marriage. I think since we lived together, it was a lot smoother.
Yeah. Well, all systems go. But did you hear about the Louisiana woman who said that she's done having babies after she gave birth to a 14.1-pound baby?
Holy moly. I did not hear about her.
This was her fourth kid, and they all thought it could have been triplets even. They said it was definitely twins or triplets. And the husband's mouth dropped while she was giving birth and just looked at her, locked eyes, and says, "That's a big baby."
Oh, man, I imagine she's done after that, monster.
14.1. The record is 22 pounds. But that baby didn't survive for very much longer. This one's a month old now. Already 2 foot tall.
Good grief.
Yeah, he's in 6 to 9 months clothes now.
Wow.
It's insane.
Whoa. Can't imagine. Do you know if he was, or she, he or she?
The baby?
Yeah.
He?
If he was, like, naturally came out?
I'm assuming it's natural. Yeah, I'm assuming.
Good grief. That poor lady.
That poor guy.
Poor guy, nothing.
He's going to have to wait a while so he can go back in. Because I'm pretty sure a little boy wrecked it. He wrecked it good. The first thing the doctor said was like, well, this guy's going to be playing for the Saints.
Well, good for her. And, wow, I can't imagine.
Going back to the bad drivers, did you hear the one from New York? It was a Vader of the tolls, and he got caught at the Lincoln Tunnel, and he had a bill racked up to $12,000.
Good. $12,000. And each toll is, I'm assuming, a couple of bucks.
Well, New York, it might be like 10, 15,
well,
maybe.
Well, still, that's a lot of
Well, I bet it's a few years he's been racked up.
I wonder how he started. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm not paying that. And then the next time, I'm not paying it again. And kept going and kept going and kept going. Or if it started out as legit, like, oops, I just ran a toll, and he just went with it.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. This guy is probably going to be serving some time, because I'm pretty sure he can't just come up with 12 grand. Especially when he's been avoiding paying.
Yeah, for real.
Little segments. Mm-hmm. Our sponsor this week, our fake sponsor this week anyway, is Automatic Bathroom Fixtures, making you wave your hands like a wizard just to wash them since 1986. And here at Automatic Bathroom Fixtures, we know your ass gets splashed when you move an inch, and we don't care. And I guess let's go ahead and jump into the news. All right, Amber, the news.
The news. We got the big one, Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. They're going to shut down after 146 years.
Ooh, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah,
greatest show on earth.
Final show in May. So they're going to do another 30 shows before May. So you got some opportunities to see them.
Now, you know, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, you know, they have a specific way of writing their name. It's Ringling Bros, B-R-O-S, period. Mm-hmm. Ampersand. No, wait, I think it's and.
And
Barnum. Barnum Ampersand Bailey.
Yeah.
And you have to legally write their name like that. She did. On her notes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to testify she wrote it correctly.
So they're closing, shutting down, declining ticket sales and higher operating costs.
Well, they did catch a lot of heat from PETA and Humane Society about the elephants.
Yeah, they actually do have an elephant conservation that they're going to continue operating.
Well, the thing about this circus in particular, I'm not a huge fan of circuses or circuses, whatever they call it. But I am not a fan of them because a lot of them mistreat the animals. Mm. And the PETA and Humane Society went against them because, you know, they were the biggest circus in the world, really. But come to find out, they did not have any mistreatment of animals. They did treat the humans fairly bad. The performers and the clowns, if you don't know, they travel by train, and they have a very, very small room.
Yeah, confined quarters.
Smaller than what's allowed by the Geneva Convention. And it's rough on them, but the animals themselves were treated magnificently.
Yeah, and the animals that they have left after their shows are finished, they're going to find suitable homes.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I heard about them is they did have a lawsuit against both PETA and Humane Society, which, if you're a circus, you probably wouldn't want to open a lawsuit against them, but they did kind of destroy your business, so what other choice do you have? And I do believe they won that lawsuit, if I'm not mistaken. But I guess too little too late. The sales are down, and so the circus is out. Yeah. Pack up your tent and go home.
Almost 150 years, though. That's amazing for any business or whatever.
That is a long run. It's probably the same damn train.
Just chugging along.
Well, so long.
So long.
Greatest show on Earth is...
Greatest show on Earth.
I guess that title's up for grabs.
I think it might be.
Broken Rocket Radio. Greatest show on Earth.
One day, yeah.
What else you got?
Well, good news, I guess. Bad news for this individual, but good news for the country. One of the FBI most wanted fugitives that was arrested in El Paso.
Yeah, what was he most wanted for?
Double murder in Milwaukee.
Ah.
And they found him on an anonymous tip, and they got him at a red light. I guess they set up a some sort of trap.
Was it just a, like a license check, or?
It was a traffic, dumb luck traffic or? Stop. Yeah, traffic stop.
Ah, so.
And, hey, aren't you that guy? FBI most wanted?
In El Paso, he was so close, but so far away.
So, excuse me, so he's now off the streets.
Well, that's good. Let's get rid of the bad guys.
Alright, so next news story I came across. They actually found a pendant in a death camp that may be connected to Anne Frank. Thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anne Frank, the Diary of Anne Frank, if you're an idiot or just been under a rock for the last 100 years.
Probably the number one movie or timepiece that got me into the true story. I prefer watching the true story or based on a true story stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So it's practically identical to Anne Frank's pendant that she actually had. Of course, they're looking into that further.
Yeah, I hope they confirm it. It's nice to have like a little artifact, little piece left of her.
Yeah, especially so far. You know, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Now I find something new. It's always cool.
All right, so let's not talk about the depressing story of Anne Frank. Way to bring us down there, Amber.
Well, I can bring it up.
Let's hear it.
Remember last week I was talking about the AGDQ marathon.
Awesome games done quickly.
Oh, look at you.
I remember. I listen.
Well, this year they've shattered a record by $1 million. This year they raised $2,218,120.30.
Wow. Is this going to a charity?
It does. It goes to the Prevent Cancer Foundation.
I can get behind them.
Yes. Yeah, I'm totally for that. My grandmother died of lung cancer back in 94. So, totally for that. So they, they raised that monumental $1 million on the last day. They had a $1 million day.
Wow.
Yeah. And the top donor was actually a company, the Yeti, not Yeti, the thermos and whatnot. It's Y-E-T-E-E. They make t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They actually contributed $40,000 in one donation and $136,000 total.
Very nice.
The course of the week.
Very nice. Well done, guys.
Yeah, definitely. The top individual donation was simply the general. $37,998.
And he can save you money on your car insurance if you ride with the general.
Yeah, his he actually donated towards an incentive, and they have that periodically to you know, different things throughout the game. If they want to see like all bosses or, you know, something like that, they want a character to be named a particular name. This guy, the general or girl, I don't know, They wanted somebody to be named Wubby. So $37,998 for Wubby.
Wubby. That's an expensive name.
I'm telling you. So that's over and done with. Congratulations on all their donations and going to a really good cause.
Definitely.
Summer Games done quick, which is July the 2nd through the 9th in Minneapolis.
Is that also going to be for the prevention of cancer?
It's not. It's actually Doctors Without Borders.
Oh, that's a very good charity.
Yeah.
I am planning on a segment. I don't have it this week, but we're going to start debunking and exposing a lot of myths and corporations and charities that are not so charitable.
Yeah.
But Doctors Without Borders, I know for sure, is one of the good guys. They actually spend their money where it's needed, not just making rich people richer.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, a lot of people growing up kind of dog the fact that I played video games, but, I mean, you can't dog them.
Yeah, the video game community has been around, at least since we've been born, and it's a great community. There's a lot of good people in it. There's some bad people that do rotten stuff, but that goes with any community.
Yeah. There's more good than bad.
Yeah, the gamer community is usually very charitable and very easy to get along for the most part.
Yeah, there's a lot of camaraderie because, I mean, you're ultimately going, if you're in a, you know, into the same game, you're ultimately trying to beat that game or give tips, tricks, whatever. And it's just, you know, for me personally, it relaxes me.
Ah, totally.
And, you know, even if I'm playing a stress-inducing game, Dark Souls 3, I'm actually having fun doing so. And I know you like to laugh at me when I start yelling at the
game. It is my favorite pastime. But I take it back. It's another video game related activity. Is when she's playing Mario. She so confidently jumps off ledges and then slams down into the abyss. Just like, I got this. Oh wait, no, I don't.
We found this out. You know, what is it? Mario 3D World. Super Mario 3D World for Wii U. Yeah, I got a little overconfident with that and tried to cut corners and this and that and whatevers.
And multiple times I was in the brink of passing out because I was laughing so hard.
I think I remember one time where you shot drink out of your mouth.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that was...
Just because you see Mario do this little somersault with his butt slamming down the ground, and at the same time she realizes that she just fucked up, and you just see all the air deflate from her all at the same time. And usually a curse word might pop out.
Usually many, but depending on what I'm playing right now. Final Fantasy 15, great game.
Yeah, I think some handsome fella got that for you for Christmas.
Yeah, surprise. And I'm not talking about Santa. Surprised me nonetheless.
Yes.
Talking about if I don't like it, if I don't like what he got me, then we can go get it, knowing it was sitting in our closet.
Yes, I am a sneaky fella.
Well, we got the Switch coming out.
The Nintendo Switch. If you guys haven't heard, it's the new console that Nintendo's going to be bringing out.
March the 3rd of this year.
I'm not interested.
I'm not at $299.99, definitely not.
I'm sorry, Nintendo games are just so redundant to me. It's the same controls, the same characters, and you gotta bring something new.
Yeah, they're very, what's the word I'm trying to... innovative, I guess, with their controller. The Wii U has a TV screen on it. This one also has a TV screen, but, you know, where the hell did the nunchuck come from? It's like controller. PlayStation has been ultimately the same, except for the little touchpad.
They had to do something. They had to do something different.
And then where the N64? Where did they come from?
Hey.
And now we got nunchucks, and now we got...
Don't bad talk the 64.
And now we got the Switch.
I spent many a lifetime just playing GoldenEye.
As did I. But,
Star Fox 64. Do a barrel roll.
Donkey Kong. That was mine.
Nintendo 64 was probably the highlight of my childhood.
The Switch, the controller comes apart. You can use it as two joysticks or, you know, just nunchuck kind of dealy.
Yeah.
You can play it on the TV or you can play it handheld like the Wii U. And you can also take your little TV, which is the actual console. I didn't know that. I thought it was the box that the TV was sitting in. The TV's the console. You can prop it up on a table and just play. One person, two people, whatever. They were showing off Mario Kart on it, on the video I was watching.
So, I do like Mario Kart. That's probably the biggest Nintendo game that I'm still into.
Well, Mario Kart 8,
that's our jam.
That's our go-to when we're trying to play a co-op game or anything.
Yeah.
And the charge cord, now this I have a little bit of a tangent on as well, but the charge cord's at the bottom of the console.
The bottom of the console.
Whoa. So if you're propping it up on a table and you're trying to charge it, you can't.
That seems like a design flaw.
Yeah, and I see that a lot in cell phones, too. There's, you have a little kickstand or something, and the charge cord is right there, and it's just not comfortable, and it's not sitting right, and...
Nah.
It happens too often.
Get rid of it.
And also, the speaker's on the back. I know they had that one phone where the speaker was on the front. But if you're watching YouTube and speakers in the back, it's kind of, you're not getting the full experience. So, just little pet peeves.
All right.
The charge cord kind of, pissed me off a little bit when I saw it. I was like, that's just so not cool.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be purchasing it anytime soon. Yeah. All right. Anything left for the news?
That's all I got. You got anything?
No, let's just go ahead and go to pop culture then.
All right.
Pop culture.
So, pop culture. Pink actually welcomed a son. His name is Jameson. Congrats to her.
Oh, way to go.
So she's got...
Who's she married to now?
What's his name?
Well, you're supposed to know. It's your story.
The dirt devil.
Dirt devil.
Isn't he a dirt bike guy?
Carrie
Hart.
Sure. That sounds like a wrestler.
But anyway, they have a daughter about 6 or 7 or something, and now little Jameson.
All right.
So good for her.
Way to go, Pink.
And Robin Thicke, he's had a hard month, his dad dying.
Yeah.
And all. Well, he's in the middle of a custody battle for his son.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently he spanked him a little too hard, and she said, nay, nay.
I guess that was a blurry line.
It's a blurred line, yeah. he messed up. I'm not against spanking as a... punishment, just not where it leaves marks.
It's
more of a pop.
Yeah, it's more just a snap her out of her attention. Yeah.
But I guess he just went overboard.
I don't like spanking, and she'll confess that I usually pass the punishment duties to her.
And lately, Macy's been. I'll get on to her, either just talking or a little pop on the hand or something. Daddy! Mommy spanked me!
I have to be your savior.
Mommy got it. Mommy.
Mommy took my game!
Yeah, that's the one she hates the most, is when I take the game away. So that's the one I do the most.
I say she didn't take her. She just says she steals her.
Yeah,
game.
She steals it. That's her word.
She took it from you because you're being bad.
Octavia Spencer. Do you have any idea who that is?
Not a clue.
Well, she's on the new movie Hidden Figures about the
I don't know that. Oh yeah, the space. Yeah, I wanted to see that one.
Yeah, I thought you'd be into that one.
Yeah, anything space related I usually go into.
Well, she bought out a movie theater for the weekend for low-income families so they could watch her movie.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very charitable.
Yeah, if you don't know, the Hidden Figures is about the African-American women that were involved in the early space program. Mm-hmm. I believe the Apollo missions.
Yeah, I think so.
And, yeah, I believe these women were like human computers.
Mm-hmm.
And, it takes a lot of math to get to the moon.
Yeah, I definitely want to see this one too.
And it's an untold story that I never heard of, and I'm mildly obsessed with space travel. And once I saw the trailer, of course, when I got home, I looked up the story, and it's an amazing story, so it should be an amazing movie.
Yeah, definitely gonna check on that one. Sad news. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Superfly.
He died. 73.
You're just bringing us down this entire show here.
I'm trying to
talk about cancer and...
I talked about how much money they raised for cancer.
Yeah, but you still talked about cancer and Anne Frank. You're bringing us down.
What about the 98 Degrees reunion tour?
Oh, there you go.
All those teen girls.
Oh, boy. and me?
I'll admit I was a 98 Degrees fan.
I'll admit I've never heard a 98 Degrees song.
I'll admit you probably have. You just don't know it.
You're probably right. But I am not the target audience for the 98 Degrees.
Well, I guess piece de resistance of pop culture this week is the Michael Jackson portrayal for that TV show.
What TV show?
Urban Myths.
Urban Myths.
Yeah, I guess it was supposed to have urban myths centered around celebrities or something. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But you saw the picture.
Yes, the now you're ringing a bell. The was it
Joseph
Fiennes,
something like that. Yeah, he looked horrible.
Yeah, if the only role that I can remember him in is Enemy at the Gates with Jude Law, the World War II movie.
I don't even know that.
He's a very white guy. We'll just say he's got the very European face.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now. It looks like Panic at the Disco mixed with Stanley Tucci.
See, I was thinking more of...
It doesn't resemble
Michael Jackson. A Muppet and Jack Black from the White Stripes.
Was his name Jack White?
Shit, it is Jack White. Not Jack Black! My apologies to Mr. Black.
Well, they have they've canceled his episode.
Aw.
Shameful portrayal, quotes.
I believe it wasn't Michael's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Was the one that
well, she was part of it. There's actually his nephew Taj said no words could express the blatant disrespect.
Yeah. I absolutely have no respect left for Michael Jackson, but even this is just
he did it looked nothing like Michael Jackson. It had to go through makeup. It had to go through director. You know, they had to have approval.
Committee had to sign off on it.
Yeah, like, who said this was good?
Well, I mean, I guess you got a good actor, so you want to go with that. But some people aren't just built for the roles that they're put in. Not everyone's Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp can be whatever. He probably would have made a better Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm sure he would. A little, give him a couple hours of makeup, he'll look like whoever you want to look like.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Jackson definitely transformed over the years, but he did not turn into a Muppet white guy.
Yeah. So is that pop culture then?
That's pop culture.
So on to weird news.
We got some good ones.
All right.
All right, first story in our weird news. There's actually been a book return to the library in San Francisco 100 years overdue.
Ooh, is that like a nickel a year?
10 cents. I think it was 10 cents a day.
10 cents a day?
Or something like that. It was, the fine would have been $3,650.
That's crazy.
But there's an amnesty program at that particular library, so they pay nothing.
Very well.
Very good. And the woman who actually borrowed this book, ironically titled 40 Minutes Late, her name was Phoebe Marsh Dickinson Webb. That's a name.
She got greedy.
She checked out the book in 1917 when she was 83 years old. And unfortunately died a week before the book's due date. And the book was found by her great-grandchildren in a trunk. Like 80-something years later. And they kept it for just a little while longer. 20 years longer.
Just a little while.
And now, kind of funnily enough, a cousin in the family.
Funnily?
Funnily. It's a word.
Funnily. Like you're pouring something out of a funnel?
No, like it's funny.
I'm just joking.
There's a cousin in the family who wants to check out the book. Like they didn't have it long enough. But, you know, historians have to catalog it and stuff since it is kind of really old.
Yeah. That's a pretty interesting story. What's next the world of weird news?
Next, a New York girl, 13, was held at gunpoint, and she refused to give up her chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget. So somebody at a school.
Yeah, it was her classmate. He was 12. He was wanting her chicken nugget, and she said no. And then
that's a bad bitch.
He proceeded to follow her and held a gun to her head, and she kind of pushed him away and said, "Leave me alone." Like her actual quote, "Leave me alone." So the boy's now charged with attempted robbery over a fucking chicken nugget.
A chicken nugget.
A McNugget, like McDonald's. So not even the greatest of nuggets.
He's going to be doing time for a McNugget.
Looks like it.
Wow.
Whoa. This one, we actually both came across the same story about the lottery winner.
Yeah, yes.
In Oregon, he found his $1 million lottery ticket 8 days before it was going to expire.
Now, I just wonder if the guy was looking for it for a year, or...
No, what happened was he bought it and put it in an envelope in his office and totally forgot about it. And he was cleaning up, and lo and behold, there it is.
And well, before I throw this away, let me check the numbers. Holy crap, I just won $1 million.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of motivation to clean, ?
I won $1 million a year ago. So I've been working for a year for this asshole, and I could add $1 million in the bank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Awesome for him.
Better late than never, though.
Yeah, especially 8 days before the expiration.
And imagine if he picked it up 9 days later.
Oh. He would have sunk. Just,
horrible.
Walk off a cliffs.
A cliffs?
A cliff. You know English is not my best language. It's my first language, not my best.
I think it's your only language.
Yeah, it is.
But the language of love.
It is the language of love.
Okay.
So, China.
China. It's gonna be huge.
They have giant inflatable rooster balloons. Funny you say that.
Why?
Trump impression. Because these rooster balloons have a very uncanny resemblance to Mr. Donald Trump.
Mr. Donald J. Trump.
President-elect himself.
I believe it is going to be the year of the rooster. Is that what they're made for?
Yeah.
Year of the rooster.
It's the year of the rooster.
Tell me they have Trump hair.
It's very similar. Very similar. But it's just a coincidence.
I'm sure.
So you got 65.6 foot tall Trump roosters.
I want one in my yard.
All around China. Well, they're actually struggling to keep up with the demand, so you're on a waiting list.
Because they're huge.
They're huge.
China.
From China.
We buy a lot of our stuff from China. Not just saying that everybody makes stuff in China, that's all you can find. No, we actually seek out China and buy it directly from them and just wait a couple weeks for it to get here. Mm-hmm. And we spend a lot less than you guys, I believe.
Yeah, I was actually waiting like 3 weeks for my brother's birthday present. Or no, Christmas present. It was sitting in Chicago, but it came from China.
Direct from China is the way to go.
Yeah. Well, last story I have, Hasbro is calling on the internet to vote for a new Monopoly piece.
Ooh.
Yeah, the lovely people that brought you Harambe McHarambe face. And what is it, Bodie McSailor or something like that.
Bodie McBoat face.
That one, yeah. Hasbro wants them to...
It's not multiple choice? They just want you to write something in?
No, well, they have 64.
64 choices.
Yeah, I have a few of them written down here.
Yeah, hit me with them.
Cell phone from, like, the 90s cell phone. Like they're, like,
like a razor?
It's
a brick.
It's the big one, yeah. The very first kind of dealy. They have a hashtag.
The Zach Morris phone.
Yes.
And a hashtag.
Hashtag, yeah. Emojis.
You know the hashtags existed long before? They were just called the pound sign?
Yeah, they were that number on the telephone you never really touched. Except if you were menuing or something.
Right.
Emojis. You know, winky, kissy, whatever, facey.
Whatever.
Sliced bread. That's probably my favorite one. I'll vote for that one.
Sliced bread.
Yeah, it's a loaf of bread. It's got some slices. They got the old thumbs up. A T-Rex. Just to name a few.
Boy, that's going old school.
Yeah. They had a...
I kind of like the classic cell phone myself.
They had a turtle or a tortoise or...
Do they have a Harambe?
No. They probably should. Everybody wants to idolize them. So many people wrote in Harambe for president. They probably should have idolized.
It might have been a better choice.
Well, the voting ends January 31st, and the reveal is March 19th, which is actually dubbed World Monopoly Day. I did not know that.
So excited.
You can vote at www.votemonopoly.com.
They don't need the plug.
I'm going...
They already have a monopoly on Monopoly.
I'm going to vote a little bit later.
You're going for the bread?
Yeah.
I'm going to cancel out your vote from the Zach Morris cell phone.
Actually, I'll vote right now.
Hey, we got a podcast to do.
I ain't scared.
I got a cup of water I'm going to throw in that phone.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's the weird and interesting I found.
Just checking out. All right, I guess that goes to science. Everybody's favorite. Science.
Science, bitch.
All right, so... Science. I just got one story that I found ultra, ultra interesting and I think life-changing for us in the future. Scientists and doctors have grown a beating human heart from stem cells.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School teamed up. And before you flip out, they used adult skin cells, not embryonic stem cells, but they used the skin cells to recreate the heart walls. They didn't actually create a heart from scratch, which they're working on that now, but they took some hearts that were deemed unfit for transplant and pretty much created new walls for them. Which is essentially turning a bad heart into a good one. And that's good news because at any given moment, like right now, there are over 4,000 Americans on the transplant list.
Mm, I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's good news if we could use all the bad hearts and turn them into good ones. That'd help a lot of people that are in a real tight spot. And 25 million people... actually have heart failure each year, so it would take a huge dent out of that if we can correct that. I mean, this is a very depressing episode of Broken Rocket Radio: heart disease, cancer, and Frank.
But you know what? It's a big breakthrough.
It is.
It's kind of a bittersweet kind of deal.
You know, we're beating it. This is what science is all about, is making life better and making life longer.
That's, it is amazing how far medically, science, medical.
Yeah, just in our lifetime, of course, I believe like the connectivity, we have a lot of great minds getting together through the internet, and mm-hmm. you know, science is at the all-time highs. We're doing good things.
Yeah, thank you to all the smart people out there, because I would have never even thought this possible.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I believe that, you know, in years to come, you know, death may be defeated.
Are we talking robots? Robot body?
I mean, probably, you know, not in our lifetime, but we'll have some sort of bionic body.
I know that's what you sign up for.
Sign me up now. I'll go ahead. Give me my robot body. I'll keep on living. And I know that's just one science story, but I think it's a damn good one. Good news for the human race.
Hell yeah.
Heart disease may be a thing of the past in the upcomings. So yay.
That's a big one.
All right, so science, let's go ahead and move on to history.
Bloody good history.
All right, so history, I got one story. Let's just keep it brief. Mm-hmm. We've been running long anyway. Back in 1855, I think this is hilarious. The then Secretary of War, Jefferson Davis, he spent $30,000 of American money, which is, back in 1855, was quite a substantial amount.
Mm-hmm. It's substantial in my life.
Yeah, it's definitely a substantial amount now, but way back then, insane amount of money.
Mm.
And what did he spend $30,000, you ask?
Pogo stick.
No, he spent it on camels. Camels! This was before the railway, and he was looking for a way to populate the Southwest, very deserty area, and camels seemed like the best solution.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing good things with the Army Corps with the camels out then, but yeah, Civil War broke out.
Yeah, camels didn't.
So they abandoned the camels, but what happened to all those camels they imported? Well, they did what camels would do. They fucked. And they ran wild for years. And I think it's pretty insane that America had wild camels. And the last wild camel was reported in 1941. And they were quite a nuisance, too. There was a camel that they called Red Ghost that used to attack women. I guess it was just against women. Just women.
Just, wow, okay.
It's a sexist camel.
Alright.
But believe it or not.
So close to 100 years, they had wild camel.
Yeah, they had wild camels out in the West. And
I'm not the biggest history buff, so this is all news to me.
It's a very interesting history story, and I wanted to share it. Because we had camels in our grandparents' lives,
mm-hmm.
and they were wild and lived in America. Another fun fact that you may not know is that Saudi Arabia actually imports their camels from Australia.
What?
Yeah.
that's kangaroo country.
That's kangaroos, but there's also camels too, and I think it's crazy.
No.
Yeah, you gotta get those camels from down there.
Down under
camels. But anyway, that's enough camel talk. We're going to introduce a new segment now called Shot in the Dark. Now, what Shot in the Dark is pretty much my layman take of theories. Well, I'm not a layman take of theories, it's a layman theory. I don't claim to be an expert in anything. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
And I have these crazy theories. And since I am having a podcast, I'm going to go ahead and talk about them. Now back, way, way, way back when the Earth was still molten, there was a big collision that happened. And it was a... You know, when stardust was forming, these planets. There happened to be a small one that collided with Earth at the time that we now call the Moon. It collided with us and was trapped in our orbit. And that is how we became, that's how we got the Moon. At least that's the best scientific explanation. If you want to believe in a magic man that put it up there, that's your prerogative. But anyway, what it, the evidence actually points to is that the planetoid at this point was, or we shared the same orbit and it collided with us and got trapped in our orbit while we were still molten.
That means hot.
Yeah, pretty hot. But anyway, my theory about why it's significant, other than the fact that that's how we got the Moon, is once the Earth was cooling, it was left with a giant land mass in the middle called we call Pangaea, supercontinent.
That's about as brief as they get in like elementary school or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna hit the highlights of this. If you want more information, I'll email me at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com, and we can talk in depth. But my theory is that the side that the Earth, not the the ground, the ground that formed was on the side that wasn't struck by the Moon. We'll just call it the Moon for now on. And if you have a gaping hole of molten lava or magma, it's going to be a lot warmer than the other side that, that is cooling at its chosen speed. So when you're left with Pangaea on the cooler side, I believe the tectonic plates kind of stacked on each other.
There you go.
And the land masses that, that were attached to these tectonic plates. Yeah, that's two in a row. That once the Earth cooled, they, of course, shifted. And that's why the continents drifted away from each other, in my opinion. In my no-research-funded, just grabbing at straws idea. It's kind of like if you have a sheet of ice on, let's say, on the top of a bucket of water, and you break the middle of it and all drifts away. That would be what happened. So
that was a pretty good example.
Everybody's worried about the continent shifting again. Of course, I don't know anybody that is actually worried about it, but I've heard talk. But anyway, I now that the Earth is at a the correct temperature, at least in the core. Let's not talk about global warming yet. But my say is we're kind of settled, a little shifting here and there, little corrections because there are smaller tectonic plates that crash into larger ones, and that's where you get fault lines and such. But yeah, I can see you're falling asleep.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well,
I can see how that's actually happening. You know, it makes sense to me. Of course, I'm not very schooled in any of this, really.
Well, nor am I.
I have a Georgia public education.
I do for the most part as well.
But this actually interests you a lot more than me, and you've actually spent a lot of free time researching. It's only natural to have your own thoughts about it.
I have lots of different theories. That's why we have a whole segment called Shot in the Dark. And I am sure that anyone that has any evidence can probably disprove me. And if they have that, they can email me at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. Yeah, that's what science is about. If you're that's pretty much what you're doing, is you're just disproving other people's theories. It's like Albert Einstein had a book written, 100 scientists that disprove Albert Einstein. And someone asked him about it once the book came out. He was still living when the book was written. And said, it only takes one.
Very true.
But anyway, I don't claim to be a scientist. I just have a fascination with it. And that's just one of my theories of how the world is the way the world is. And the moon, I guess, is involved as well. Our celestial partner. But anyway, now that everybody's asleep, I will go ahead and say that is Broken Rocket Radio. Got anything you want to say?
Thanks for watching this, or thanks for listening this week. Wow. It is a little bit late, but thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope we bring some sort of entertainment to someone's day.
Hey, we got two listeners in Kenya.
What in the world are they doing in Kenya that they're listening to us babble on about pop culture and chicken nuggets?
Hey, they love us. We are real big in Kenya. Two people. We love you.
I think it's a person and a zebra.
Hey. Well, we love all of our listeners, and we'd like to hear from you. If you have any suggestions on how to improve the show, or any topics you want us to talk about, or just anything you want to tell us to fuck off, you can email us at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com. We really do want to hear from you.
Yeah, this week we got new microphones. Let us know if they're working, if they're not working. You know.
Yeah, we don't really know how it sounds until we put it out there. So,
any suggestions? You know, you never know if you're doing something wrong unless somebody tells you.
Yeah, we are trying to make a great show and have fun doing it. Well, we'll see you next week, guys.
All right, bye.